Good afternoon. What can I do for you today?
JPP?
Back spasms. Kept him off his feet.
Will help?
Death in the family.
Pure Paul's had back issues at the beginning of camp a few times. Is this just the usual soreness?
I think it is, yeah.
Tom, with the quick turnaround now between this game and the fourth game, do you expect this to be the last time the starters will play?
I don't know that. We've always played them a little bit in the fourth game, so I wouldn't want to be quoted on anything right now. This is the game where we're concerned about this game and how we play in this game. So after that, we'll make some decisions.
Tom, what's up with Brandon Mosley?
Ankle.
How had he played before that?
Mosley?
Yeah.
Rookie inconsistency, but you know he's been a good worker.
Have you made up your mind yet if Beattie does not come back, whether you're just going to stick with what you have out there?
We're always searching and looking and so on and so forth. We're trying to get prepared with the people that we have here, but you know, it's a constant in this league at this level. So, again, it's an all-the-time thing. Search for talent. Search for talent. We're going to stay optimistic about the other thing, but it's getting pretty close.
Tom, you talked a few times in training camp about Marcus Keene showing some flashes.
Yes.
Has he continued or has he kind of played?
No, he has. Yeah. He has. He's a tough kid. He has great energy. He's there every day. You can see it every second. Plays hard. Got a lot to learn, but there are no obstacles in terms of his desire to be good and the time that he'll spend doing it. So. Yeah, we've been excited about him.
You like his accent?
I know he doesn't speak much to me. Hello, goodbye.
I'll be the thing.
No, I haven't heard that one yet.
It's not a bad way for a rookie to go, I guess.
That's it. Don't say anything. You can't pin them down if they don't say anything.
Tom, I couldn't hear the earlier question, so I apologize. But from Knicks this week, what have you seen as he's progressed from just getting back out there for you and now?
Well, today I asked him to go a little harder. Because tomorrow's just a walk-through, jog-through type thing. So went a little better today. He actually looked better today. I liked what I saw today.
You don't know yet, I assume, whether Pierre Paul can play in the game? Or
he's not going to play in this game in all likelihood.
Are you concerned at all about it, or is this just normal?
No, I think this is just, it'll end up being precautionary based on what we had to do today by not letting him work. I mean, he would have practiced and played, but the medical people kind of said this would be the best way to go so that we ensure going forward that he'll be okay.
Is Jarrell Jernigan still in the mix of punt returner or just kick returner?
He's in the mix of everything, sure.
How important is it in your priorities to run the ball well in the preseason?
Well, it's been a high priority. It hasn't been accomplished very well, but we certainly have tried it. I mean, we rushed it 32 times the other night for 1.8 yards per rush. So it obviously hasn't been real successful. But we will continue to try to develop the run in all capacities. You know, whatever the personnel combination is on the field, we'll continue to try to rush it.
If Wilson's progressed to the point with the first team reps, how about him and Mandel?
He's made good progress for a young guy. You know, there's some things about his game we'd like to see, just like I'd like David to do some things better. But we need to play them and give them an opportunity to have some multiple reps so that we can see exactly what happens when they do start to get into a kind of a game mold.
Tom, how much work have you done on Dallas so far? When did you actually start?
We start in the off season. We do all the research in the off season. We study the opponents, 1 through 4, all our divisional opponents, any new opponent. We study them right during the off season.
Have you picked it up again now?
Not really, not yet, but we will. I mean, we're pretty much where we are at. We've looked at, I think, one of their preseason games. We'll pick it up as we go along here. This third game, obviously, would be a good game for us to study.
How important an opportunity is Friday for Wilson?
Well, it's he's going to have an opportunity to get some play time. And, like I said, he's very quick. He's very fast. We're over there cheering for him to break one. Might be kickoff return. Who knows? You know.
Do you have a time frame on Mosley?
I don't. You know, I wish I could tell you, but I don't. He's sore.
Still just the turf toe? Is that the?
Well, it's the toe. Yeah, yeah. It's that whole area there.
Nothing in the midfoot or anything?
No. Midfoot? No. No, it's not that. No.
I didn't want to get technical. That's right.
It's okay. Most of these people don't have any idea what you're saying.
We never do.
And I don't either.
It's not just on this game.
And I don't either.
Tom, Marcus Thomas, anything you think maybe last whole
day? We're anxious to see him play a little bit. You know, that's kind of a very, very interesting story for a guy that really started and played 11 games last year. So hopefully, you know, the guys that we had last week that played, they did a good job for being around a couple of days and getting thrown right into the mix there. And, you know, really, they knew their assignments. They did a nice job with that. And we're hoping the same thing will prevail.
What's the very interesting part?
Excuse me?
The very interesting part. You said the very interesting.
Well, that he was available. Well, they're not easy to find. You know what I mean? So to have a guy like that that is available to come into your camp, it was... And so, and also to be medically okay, you know.
Tom, how close was what you saw from your first defense Saturday the way you're going to need them to play when it matters?
Pretty close to being right on. We'd like to finish a game with those kind of numbers. You know, that'd be good. And of course, the number one stat is keeping them out of the end zone. They did a good job of that.
Who's your nickel corner?
Well, Will Hill would have been that. Hughes was that. Antrell can drop down and play that spot. So we have a few combinations that we can play. I mean, obviously, this is not what we wanted. We wanted more time for Hosley to play in there and try to get him ready for the season. But we'll have to deal with that.
Do you expect Will back?
I do. Yeah, he'll be back. Anything else?
Thanks.
Thank you.